Hey, we're holding the fifth line of the wide line, some of Gimel on the base. Since the Mishnah had been talking about Shlichus, and the Gemara also was talking about Shlichus, Shlichus Kabbalah, Shlichus Halacha, so the Gemara digresses a little bit to talk about a case involving Shluchim. At what point have they finished their Shlichus? There was a woman whose name was Nafasa. A husband had told some Adin, go write a guess and give it to her. Also, son, because of Tafasa, they went by mistake and wrote a Taf instead of a Nun. So the get is possible, therefore. The get is possible. The name was written wrongly. However, at that point, the Adim have accomplished their Shlichus. He told them to write a get. They wrote a get. They're not Shluchim anymore to write another get. If they want to write another get to make it valid, they will have to first check with him, does he want to do that? And if not, it'll be a possible get. Maski for Rabba. So Rabba asked him that. Why? Why? Did he tell them, write her a worthless piece of earthenware and give it to her? When he said, write a get, he meant a get that'll be valid. This is completely possible. You can't say they've accomplished their shlichus yet. Ella Amar Rabba.
It wasn't done
Lishma. No, never mind. No, it was done Lishma, just it had the wrong name written in it. Yeah, no, they had the right person. Not Lishma would mean they didn't have the right person in mind. They had the right person in mind. They just miswrote the name. Yeah. So, Ella Amar Rabba, Vadai, it is true that we can use this din in a different way. E cost of Sadi Gitamalia. Suppose that the Edom wrote a get which in and of itself is a proper get, the Avad, and then it got lost before they gave it to her, then you can argue us Edom Shlichus, and that at that point the Edom have accomplished their Shlichus and they can't write another one without first asking the husband.
One second. The Shlichus is to give the get, not to write it.
That's the next thing the Gemara is going to say. Maskev for Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked on that. Why? Mikol Amaluk Tisvu Vanchur B'Kitaychu. Why? It's not like he told them write the get and put it in your pocket. If it was lost on the way, then the shlichus is not done yet. The thing is, Rashi adds a detail over here. Rashi says that in Rabba's case, what it is he told them write the get and give it to a shliach, meaning that. Meaning, in other words, that, Kisvul al Shliach is the next one. So we are talking about, he told them to write and give a gift, but yeah, so Rabba argued if it's lost, they've accomplished the Shlichus. So Nachman says, no, he didn't tell them, write it and put it in your pocket. The Shlichus is not finished until the get is delivered, yeah. Ela, Amar of Nachman, Koistman Renoistin Afil Meir Pamim. No, they can write the get and give it even 100 times if necessary until it actually gets delivered. Now, Tosfos brings up another... Right. Now, Tosfos brings up another circumstance. What if the get was not completely possible, like in the first case, Nafasa versus Tafasa, not where it was lost, but where there's a suffix whether it's a kosher get or not? Then you have a problem. On the one hand, you could argue, well, there's a suffix. So there, but that's the point, in other words. So does that mean they don't have the ability to write another get? Or maybe the fact is this guest is not.
They do. They have the obligation and the shlichus to write.
What? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Maybe they're. But it's not for sure possible. It might be a kosher get. It might be a kosher get, and their shlichus. Okay. So
the shlichus is not the stuff.
But that's the thing. So what Tosfos says is that in that case there might actually be an issue with it. They may not be able to write another shlichus. They may not because stuff is deraita l'chumra. L'chumra, we can't allow them to write another get without the husband's permission. That's the point. But if it's because it's a suffix, you can't allow them to write another one to be on the safe side because it won't be on the safe side. What if the first one was kosher and they don't have the authority to write the second get? Now, Rashba says that's not a big deal. Let them write a second get, one way or the other. Either the first one is kosher or the second one is kosher. Just give them both to her. That's what the Rashba argues. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says that actually what you need to do is tell the husband that he should lachatchila give the permission, the edim rishus, to write as many gittin as are necessary until we have one get which is completely possible without any spaces. And that's how they do it nowadays. When the husband tells the sofer to write and the edim to sign, part of the nusach that the rav who's supervising the guest tells the husband is to tell them to begin with, is write as many gittin as it takes, even if it's 100, until you have one which is completely kosher and until it's delivered to her.
But the question then remains, if you did not say that at the beginning.
If you didn't say that, that's when you'd have the question, according to the person, you can't. The answer is that you can't. You would have to consult. They would have to consult with the husband before they write another one. What if now the husband tells it a little bit differently? He doesn't say to the original Adam, write the get and you yourself deliver to her. He says, write the get and give it to a shliach. I made a shliach halacha. Your job is only to write the get and give it to him. And that, so then they gave it to him, and then it got lost before that shliach brought it to her. Mahu. Then what's the deal? Do we say saluki salat lahu? Well, that's what we're talking about. That's how Rashi explains the situation. The situation is, he says to them, the situation is, kisvu utznu l'shliach. He says to them, write the get and give it to the shliach. And then it got lost while it was in the shliach's possession. Mahu, what's the din? Are those original Edim empowered to write another get? We said before that if the Edim themselves were told to deliver the get and it got lost, then fine. We had Rav Nachman's logic that he didn't tell them. He told them, kisvu utznu, that means their shliach was not finished until they actually give it. Here he said, give it to the shliach. Mahu, saluki salik lahu. Is it that he's dismissing them after they've given the get to the shliach? That's it. Their shlichus is over. In that case, they've fulfilled their shlichus. They don't have the power to write another get without his permission. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just he doesn't want to be matriach them to actually be the shlucha helacha themselves. But nevertheless, the fact is he meant that their shlichus is still in effect until it's actually delivered.
They didn't say he's a new get.
Doesn't matter. No, right.
So until it's
No, but again, he said kisvu utznu l'shliach. They wrote a get, they gave it to the shliach. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all he empowered them to do. Or maybe he meant that until
without giving it to the wife?
That's the shliach's job. That's the other shliach's job. That shliach, fine, has fallen down on the job. The first Edim who wrote it can't write another one without checking with you. Now let's add another detail. What about if he didn't just say kisvu utznu l'shliach? If he actually added, write it, give it to the shliach, and he should give it to her. Then by adding those words, is he implying that maybe it's not, I don't consider your shliach was done until he actually delivers it to her? Or maybe not. Maybe nevertheless, maybe it's not different. The difference is, either way, they've completed their shliach was once they gave it to him. It's out of their hands at that point. The answer is safety. Which in that case, then, if they were to write another one, again, it would be a suffix, whether it's a gevishin or not. The Rif has a different understanding of this last piece. He learns that the question is v'yolichla. What happens if those original edim who he told write the get and give it to the shliach who should give it to her? What if they themselves go and deliver it to her without giving it to the shliach? Is that valid, or maybe not? Maybe that's because we just said, is it saluki salik lahu? Is it he only wanted them to write and give the get to the shliach? He bedavka did not want these two edim to deliver it to her. He wants more people involved, as we said in the Gemara before. Maybe he wants to embarrass her more publicly, whatever it is. Or maybe l'tirchi didhu chayesh. He's saying, I don't want to burden you with having to bring it to her, but they can voluntarily decide to bring it to her, similar to what we talked yesterday about a shliach kabbalah making himself a shliach halacha as well. And I'm not. The answer would be teiku whether they're able to do that.
But he said tnu l'shliach.
But that's the point. Tnu l'shliach. Is it you must give it to the shliach for it to be valid, or is it no, not necessarily? That's the second side of the topic was maybe he just meant if you want, give it to the shliach. But if you want to deliver it themselves, I'm not going to stop you. But anyway, teiku.
Then he would have said it.
Okay.
He would have said tnu.
Fine, he said snu. He said snu l'shliach, whatever. Okay, fine. Maybe he means snu l'shliach dafka, or maybe he means snu. If you want, give it to the shliach. If you want, give it yourselves. Okay. Anyway, that's how the Rish learns it. Okay. The Mishnah had finished off Rav Shimon Gamliel Loi Ma'afei Meres Toli Giti, that also when the woman says to her shliach kabbalah, pick up my get for me, imrata lachso l'yachso. So once the husband gives it to her, gives it to the shliach, he can't change his mind, because that's a valid form of appointing a shliach kabbalah, tanan abanan. If she said toli, pick it up for me, the soli, or lift it up for me, the yehali biyadcha, or it should be in your hands, For me, kulon lashon kabbalah hein, all those are a lashon of making a shliach kabbalah, and all of those, as soon as he receives it from the husband, or as we said yesterday, according to Rav Chanina, according to the husband's shliach, then it's valid, and the husband can't change his mind. Mishnah says, ha'isha shama iskabal ligiti, when a woman says to a shliach, iskabal ligiti, and he goes and gets the get, and then and comes back and says, I received it, tzricha shtei kite edim sha'omim b'fanenu amra, then we need two sets of edim. One set of edim that say that she actually appointed him a shliach kabbalah, and you have to have two more to say that he received the get in our presence and whipped it up. Now, why does he need to whip it up? Why we need either set of edim? We'll talk about in the Gemara, and also why he needs to whip it up.
One set of edim is on the top.
That we'll see. We'll see. Afilu hein harishonim v'hein ha'achronim. It's good enough, even if the same set of edim are there for the first one and for the second one. So even if the same set of edim were present when she appointed him a shliach, and they were also present when he received the get from the husband, that's okay. Now Tosfos has a bit of a discussion. What's the chiddush in that? If anything, you should think the other way around. If you had two separate sets of edim, that would be worse. Each one is only saying chafti davar. Each one is only saying half of the edus that's necessary to make this a kasher get. Tosfos says the chiddush is because if you have only one set of edim being made on both parts of it, it's very unusual that you should have the same group or the same two people there when she appoints the shliach kabbalah, and they also happen to be present when he's actually receiving the get from the husband. It's an unusual kind of thing. Maybe we should suspect that she hired false edim to claim that to claim that this was done. The chiddush is even so the point is, if it's two separate sets of edim, that's a more normal thing. It's normal that there'll be two edim here and two edim there, and then there's no reason to suspect that she hired two sets of false edim. But if it's only one set of edim, and it's unusual enough that they're going to be here at this time, and the doctor they're going to happen to be here at that time, you might think maybe she hired them falsely. The chiddush is the Mishnah is telling us we're not worried about that. That's what we say. Afilu heinu rishonim v'hein achronim. Yes, that's the chiddush. Or you can even have more than that. You can have just three edim involved over here. You can have, of the original two edim, you have one of them, not of the original two edim. You have you started out with Reuben and Shimon. You have like this. At the time that she appoints the Shliach Kabbalah, Reuben and Levi are present. Levi himself, that one present when she appoints him a Shliach Kabbalah. In front of her and the Shliach Kabbalah. Yeah. Then later on, when the get is delivered to the Shliach Kabbalah, when the husband hands it to the Shliach Kabbalah, it takes effect. Levi also happens to be there. And Shimon is there. So altogether, you have three Edom, not four, coming to Beis Din. The three Edom are Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Levi together testify that we saw her appoint him a Shliach Kabbalah. Shimon and Levi together say that Shliach Kabbalah received the get and ripped it up. And Tosfos says that's the chiddush in it also, even though you have one, we're not worried that she may have hired that one person as a false agent.
But the two first or the two last?
It could be either one. In other words, Altogether, you need four statements. You need two edim saying that she appointed him a shliach kabbalah in our presence, and two edim saying that their shliach kabbalah received the get and ripped it up in our presence. Of those four edim that are being said, aid number one is saying that she appointed him. Aid number two is saying she appointed him. Aid number one is saying he received it. Aid number two is saying that he received it. That can actually be the same two people are saying both sets of edim. Or it can be three people. This person and this one saying this edim. This same person and this one saying the other
edim. One and two for the beginning and one
and one and three.
Two and three or one and three for the end.
Yeah, exactly.
In that case, the Rishonim and not the Acharonim.
No, it doesn't. Afilu heinu Rishonim heinu Acharonim, it could even be that they're both exactly the same edim. It can even be that there's only one in common, yeah. Itmar. So the Gemara says the Amoraim had a discussion on a related topic. Baal Omer LePikadon. What happens if the husband has given the get to a shalish, to a third party? Now this shalish could be a shliach. You could be an actual shliach halacha.
He gave the get to the
Or it could be, so that's the thing. He could have given it to him as a shliach halacha to actually bring it to her. That it'll be given to her to divorce her with. Or it can be he gave it to him as a pikadon to hold on to until he decides when he wants to give it. So baal oimel a pikadon or shliach oimel a gerushin. Suppose that the husband says, "I gave it to you as a pikadon," and the shalish himself says that no, you get not. Sorry, no, not the shalish is not a shliach halacha. The shalish it says that he's a shliach kabbalah, that he's the woman's shliach kabbalah. So he says, "You gave it to me for gerushin. As soon as you gave it to me, then it took effect." Whereas the husband is saying, "No, I gave it to you only as a pikadon." Now Rashi explains that the situation over here is that everybody is together in the same city, and Tosfos says the reason why you have to say that is because otherwise, we learned way back at the beginning of the Masechta that when a shliach comes with a get, he says b'fana nechta, and we believe him, and we say once we believe him, it means the husband can't be maharer anymore. Based on our Gemara over here, where we're going to have a machlokes, whether we believe the husband or the shliach, or the shlish, if we were to say we believe the husband, I gave it to him as a tekadon, then the whole b'fana nechtam thing falls away. Because any time the husband sends a get, and the shliach comes and says b'fana nechtam, the husband could conceivably come and say, I gave it to him only as a tekadon. However, the difference is that situation there is talking about the husband and wife and shlish are not in the same city. The shlish has come to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laaretz or whatever. Whereas here, and so therefore, there's more reason to say we should believe the husband for reasons that the Gemara is going to talk about in a minute. As opposed to the other way around. When they're not in the same city, we have more reason to believe the shliach. The Chachamim believed the shliach when he said b'fana nechtam, that it was given to him l'shem gerushin,
rather than the husband.
Here, where they're all in the same city, then we have more. Well, maybe, but we're going to talk about in a second. Even in the case where they're in the same city, we might believe the shlish. We'll see in a second. But at least there is this, according to the opinion now that we're going to say that the Avuna says the husband is believed. That's the difference. It's whether they're in the same city or not. Other Rishonim also talk about there's a difference that here we're talking about the guy, the Shliach Kabbalah, in the Mishnayot at the beginning of the Masechta, he's a Shliach Halacha. There's a difference. Yeah. So, Min Ne'eman. So which one of them do we believe? Rav Huna Amar Baal Ne'eman. Rav Huna says we believe the husband, that it was only given as Pekadin. But Rav Chista Amar Shlish Ne'eman. Rav Chista says we believe the Shlish, that it was given L'shem Gerushin, and that it's already effective. Rav Huna Amar Baal Ne'eman, why Jimmy still Gerushin Yahweh Niale? Because if we were to say that he gave it to him l'shem Gerushin, look, they're all in the same city. He would have just given it to her directly. Therefore, we can believe the husband. If there's why is there a third party over here if you're all in the same city anyway? Mesama, he gave it to him only l'shem Pekadin. But Rav Chista Amar Shlish Ne'eman Dehoheimne. Rav Chista says, no, we believe the shlish, because after all, the husband believed him by giving it to him. Now, Rashi learns at various places throughout this Amud that the Dehoheimne is sort of a migui. The shlish has a migui that he'd be able to actually give it to the woman, and instead he says, I don't have it in my hands, but I ripped it up, but the husband gave it to me. Therefore he has a migui. Tosfos has a few problems with that, and they answer that the hohemne just means the very fact that he gave him the gift in the first place shows that he trusts him.
Rather than the migui.
Right. So not so much a matter of a migui.
Why the migui is not coming up?
Because Tosef says a couple of things. One of them is that if there was a migui, then Rav Huna wouldn't be arguing that you believe the husband.
Maybe he thinks that he accepts the migui, but it's not far enough.
Okay, Tosef also brings another Gemara of a case in Sanhedrin where a person, there was an old lady that people were masked shtaris by her. She said the shtaris are paid up, and she was believed even without a migui. You see, you don't need a migri in order to believe a shlish like this. Masiv Rav Abba. So Rav Abba asks a question from a braisa says, Hadas val din kamei edim dami, that when one party in a din Torah admits to something, then it's considered the equivalent of 100 witnesses, so we believe him. Ushlish neman mashnehem. And a shlish, a third party who's involved over here, is even more believed than any of them. Kesad, how is that? What does that mean? For example,
that's
a braisa that says that. Kesad, how what's a circumstance like that? Ze oimakach, ze oimakach. suppose you have one person says like this and the other says like that. One person, for example, says that the shah was paid off. The other one says it wasn't.
A shalish is what is that?
A shalish is a third party who, like, you put the thing in escrow with them. But that's the thing. In the case over here with a get, the shlish, there's two possibilities. Either you gave it to him as a pikadon, you gave it to him, you said, hold this in safekeeping until I tell you what to do. Sort of like a shemachinam, shemachachachar, as the case may be, yeah. Or you made him a shliach to actually receive the get on behalf of the wife. That would, either one can be called a shalish for our purposes. It's a third party. So a shlish neman, so kate zeh mekach v'zeh mekach, shlish neman. So if one of them claims the circumstances are such, and the other one claims the other way around, then whatever the shlish says, shlish neman. So why over here would we think that we'd relieve the husband? The answer is shiny mamon de isi hibla mechila. The difference is when it comes to money, you can be moichel. Exactly. Tosfos teaches out. In other words, since the one party who is supposed to have the shtar, the malva, let's say, who's supposed to have the shtar in his possession, trusted the shlish enough to give the shtar in his hand, then it means that then it means that he's willing to believe him on whatever he says, even if he's not telling the truth. He's willing to trust the guy. Whatever you say, I'll be willing to go. With a matter of issu, you can't do that. If he didn't give it to him l'shem gedushin, the husband can't all of a sudden now say that I trust him to say that it was l'shem gedushin. It still has to have been given l'shem gedushin. Actually, that's what Tosfos says before, by the way, that when we say that when we said before Rav Chista's Svara, that it, even in the case of a get shlish neman, the Rav Chista's Svara, Tosfos says, not again Malach Rashi, that's a matter of nigri. Tosfos says the Svara is, we said, when we say he believed him enough to give him the get, it means he believed him even in the sense that if later on the guy falsely claims you gave it to me l'shem gerushin, then the husband will say, okay, as of now I'm doing it l'shem gerushin, having that possibility in mind. That's why Chista says we can believe the shlish. So now in this braita it says that
in other words, the husband would follow the shlish.
Yeah, basically.
Whatever.
So now when Rav Abba is asking from this braita, so essentially the contradiction would be on Rav Huna, that Baal Mammon, why is the braita saying shlish Mammon? The difference is in Dinim Mominus, even Rav Huna would agree that you have to believe the shlish, because again, you could conceivably make such a condition that I'm believing the shlish, no matter what he says, that'll go, because after all, yeah, I don't have to do it retroactively, I can do it even as of then. The moment the shlish says that this money was paid off, for example, then fine, I'm moichel it as of then. With a get, you can't do that. With a get, you can't do that. You can only do it retroactively, and your opponent doesn't believe in that. Okay. V'hatanya v'chein l'gittin. What about, we have a braisa that says the same applies to gittin. That you believe the shlish. The answer is gittin momen. The word gittin, as we've learned at various places throughout the Masechta, has a general meaning of shtar. Yeah, so it means shtar is having to do with momen. Okay. V'hatanya.
Why shtar and momen is called get?
Because that's the generic term for a shtar, is a get. The generic term for it, yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah, right? Okay, v'chein, what about, we have another braisa that says the same is true of shtaris. On the face of it, if you have a braisa that one says gittin and the other says shtaris, then gittin must mean actual gittin and shtaris means everything else. No, on the contrary, no. It means if you have one braisa that says, yeah, gittin means gittin and shtaris means everything else. The answer is midi gabi habdodi tanya. Why? Who says these braises were ever taught together in the same base medrash? Each tana has their own style. One tana uses the word gittin to mean shtaris in general. The other one uses the word shtaris, but neither one necessarily is talking about getish.
There's no one word in the Seder that says gimel.
Yeah, that's the Tosfos mentions that at the beginning of the Seder. There's never anywhere in the Torah where you have the letters gimel and tes together. Not in the same word, not in adjacent words, one ending with a gimel, the other ending with the other beginning with a tes, or the other way around, one ending with a tes, the other beginning with a gimel. Tosfos says at the beginning of the Seder, that's one reason why it's called a get isha. It's called a get, because it represents the idea of separation. You never have those two letters together in the Torah. Yeah. Okay. But nevertheless, it is a more generic term for shtar. Yeah. Okay. Tanan, the Gemara says, let's look back at our Mishnah and see how we can relate this to this machlokes. Ha'isha sha'amar iskabal l'giti. We said that if a woman says, is it to a shliach, receive my get for me, be a shliach kabbalah, Tzricha shtei kite edim. She needs two sets of edim. We said shnayim shiim b'fenenu omra or shnayim shiim b'fenenu kibol b'kara. One set of edim should say, and we said again, we said the two sets should really be one set, but whatever, two different edim. That the
one,
yeah, whatever. That you need two groups of edim. One group to say that she appointed him a shliach in our presence. And a pair of edim who say that he received the get and ripped it up in front of us. Now the question is, according to Rav Chisda, why don't we just believe the shlish straight out? What do we need edim? Now Tosfos says, obviously, okay, you definitely need two edim to say that she appointed him a shliach. Fine, You can't believe him on his word without that. But why do we need the two edim to say that he received the get? According to, you should believe him that he said he received it. The answer is, fine, but is the get right now in his hands that we should have the ability to believe him? Mele, if he had the get in his hands, then we could say a migui before, because again, he could say he delivered it to the wife. Like this, where he ripped it, he doesn't have the ability, it's not the other anymore to do it. To actually give it to her. Yeah.
The Mishnah didn't say it has to be the other same thing he believes. We're adding something.
But that's what we're saying. That's exactly why we need the second set of Aiden. Because if it was the other, we shouldn't need the second set of Aiden. That's the point. And again, Tosfos Lashutasam explains that the vote is that since the husband believed him and gave him the get, if he had the get in his hands, then we could believe him, not because of a migri, but just because we see that he's holding the get in his hands, and we see, therefore, the level of trust the husband put in him. Whereas like this, even if he has the ripped get in his hands, let's say, then it's not enough, because he could have found it in the garbage. The husband could have ripped it up, thrown it in the garbage, and he picked it up from there. So the Gemara says, Tenach Amra, Kibbel Lomeli, fine. Then I can understand why you need the Edim who say that she appointed him a shliach. Why do we need Tenach? I can understand Tenach Amra. I can understand then why we need Amra, Kibbel Lomeli. Why do we need Edim who say that he received it? Rabba. Homani, Rabbi Lozer, he dama edim mistira kauti. Yes, but our Mishnah would be according to Rabbi Lozer. That a get anyway is not kosher without edim mistira. You anyway need edim to show that it to say that it was delivered. So therefore, you need the edim for that. Even if he actually has the get in his hand, it's still not enough. We're going to need that second set of edim because edim mistira kauti. Because without the edim mistira, you don't have a get anyway. That's according to Rabbi Lozer. Yeah. Tosfos adds on that we learned earlier in the Masechta that if there are Eide Chassima in there, then according to Rabbi Lazar, you can get away without Eide Mistira. Rabbi Lazar had said, we learned earlier in the Masechta that Eide sign a get in the Chikun Olam, and the reason is because if the Eide Mistira aren't available, we can rely on the Eide Chassima.
By default.
So here we're talking about, so...
begin with, it better than have Eide.
Obviously, and then preferably a get is given with Eide, or a get is supposed to be given with Eide Mistira, but yeah. So the question is now, Kara Lomali, fine, why do we need Edim? Why are we saying he has to rip it up? Why can't he just receive the get and still have it in his hand? And then that way he still have it in his hands, and that, you know, we have that, we fine. We have the Edim Mistira, we can fall back on the Edim Chazimah if necessary. Why are we ripping it up? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, B'shatak Zera Shano, B'shatak Zera is a Shmad, really, it's supposed to be. This din was said at a time of Gzeira of Shmad. The government, the Romans, or whoever it was, had made Gzeiras against Jews keeping mitzvahs. Therefore, it was dangerous to have a get in your hand. As soon as you received it, as soon as it took effect, right, it would have to be destroyed so it doesn't fall into the hands of the goyim. By the way, you know, we've talked here and there throughout the Masechta that nowadays, after a get is written, it's ripped up. And actually, I've been mentioning a reason which I was told at the time by a sofer that the reason is Shalom Lahoyt Bilaz al get. You don't want somebody to find it later and start questioning the validity of it. But actually, the Pshurma Sadeshin says a different reason based on our Gemara over here. Once they made the Tekana, B'shat Zeres HaMalchus, that you rip up a get afterwards, then that Tekana remained in place even when the Zeta was canceled.
So there is also some of what you said.
Yeah, there's that factor also, yeah. So the Pshurma Sadeshin mentions this one, yeah.
Why then?
Because the usual rule is that, in case it comes back, or in general, when a Tekana of the Rabbanon is made, it's not, you know, unless a greater basin cancels it, then yeah. Okay. Tena, okay. Okay. Mishas Exeter Shonari. Omar Rabba, Umoydi Rav Huna, now Rav Huna, who said before that we would believe the husband over the shlish, Rav Huna would agree to eat Omra Ihi, that if the woman herself says, Lididi Omra Shlish, Delegator Shinyave Niale, that the shlish personally told me that the husband, that the husband gave it to him for the purpose of Gerushin, rather than as a Pekodin, Mehemna, then we would believe her. We would believe her. That she said, Lididi Omali Shlish, that the Shlish personally told me, Gerushin Yahve Niale, that my husband gave him the get for the purpose of Gerushin and not as a Pekodin, Mehemna, we would believe her that was given for the purpose of Gerushin, and it would be a valid get. Why? No. Why? How would you have a case? According to Rav Huna, you believe the husband if he claims that he did it l'shem pekodin. How could you have a case over here where if the shlish were to say it's l'shem gerushin, we wouldn't believe him. But she says that we're going to believe her. What's the law there? She's only saying by hearsay what the shlish himself told her. If the husband is contradicting him, how does that work?
What did we say the shlish wouldn't believe?
We said before, Rav Huna said you don't believe the shlish because we're talking, they're all in the same town. What are you doing with shlish? Just give it to her directly if you want to give it to Shem Gerushin. Okay. Ella, no. Let's try a different way. E omra kamai didi legerushin yahve niyale. If the wife says that it was in my presence that he gave it to him for the sake of Gerushin, then mehena. Then we believe her. Migu di boy omra ledido yahve niyale. Because she would have a migui to say the husband had given it to her directly without the shliach being involved. Therefore, in that case, we can believe her, even if the husband claims it was only a shem pekodin.
Which would have said, but it's directly.
Yeah. How about another case? Baal omel gerushin or shlish omel gerushin. Now, what happens? The husband says, I gave it for gerushin. So it should take effect as soon as he received it. Or shlish omel gerushin. And the shlish also says, I received it l'shem gerushin. She says, yes, he gave me the get in the end, but I lost it.
Well,
what?
The Shalish says what?
Yeah, the Shalish also says the Gerushin. That was
no,
given.
He gave it or not? I mean, what did he say?
I don't know. She didn't have the
Gerushin. But did he give it to her or not?
Yeah.
She accepted it. She recognized he gave it.
No. No, hold on. The Shalish is saying, I received it l'shem Gerushin. He's not saying anything about whether he gave it to her or not.
She says
he gave it to me and I lost it.
Right. So fine. That's what he says. He gave it to her or not?
He doesn't say anything.
Exactly. But the problem is, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan rather, have a Dover Sheba Erva. In that case, you have an issue involving a Sophic in Erva. The in Dover Sheba Erva, Pachot Mishnayim. It's considered a Dover Sheba Erva because without it, she's an Eshet Ish. Therefore, we have to say there's a suffix whether the divorce took effect.
She needs two aidim for that.
That's why we said in the Mishnah knew that you need aidim. But yeah,
why do we have to get in the Mishnah?
Because the Mishnah had talked about you need two sets of aidim: one that he was appointed a shliach, and one that he received the get.
Right.
So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that exactly. The husband is saying that I gave it to him l'shem gerushin. The shliach is also saying I received it l'shem gerushin. But right now the get is not in our presence. There's no edim that say that he received it and it was ripped up. So she's saying he actually gave it to me, but now it's lost. So then we need edim.
So woman needs edim.
So we would need edim that the shlish had actually received that get.
And why don't we need edim that the baal gave it or piece of shlish?
That's the point. When we have shluchim that the shliach received it, it means the husband gave it, right?
But we need two aiding if it's not ever.
That exactly, that's what I mean.
So the shliach is considered two aiding.
No, the shliach is considered two aiding as far as b'fanu nechta b'fanu nechta, not a special case. Here we would need two regular aiding.
So we need four aiding.
The usual four: two that he was appointed a shliach, and two that he received the get. Yeah. Here we don't have that. Okay, the question is v'amai lahem l'shlish? Why don't we believe the shlish? And again, the answer is like we said earlier on the omen, mikhanaf gitta mitusa yadu de lahemne. He doesn't have the get right now in his hand. If he did, we would believe him, either according to Rashi because of a migui, or because according to Tosfos, the very fact the husband put the get in his hand means he's willing to take, as he's willing to accept what he says. Like this, he doesn't have it.
He didn't give it.
Fine, but the fact is he doesn't have the get in his hands right now. Okay, the lahemne labal. Fine, then why don't we believe the husband? The husband says he gave it l'shem gerushin. because Rav Chiya bar Avin says in the name of Rav Yechanan, if a husband says that I divorced my wife, then we believe him. Because Rashi says it's a case of Malo L'Shaka, which is another form of Migri. After all, there's nothing preventing him from being Megarish right now. He doesn't need her das or anything. He could, right now, if he wants, call Sofer and have him write a get, and then give it to her. So therefore, we believe him.
Without aiding.
Yeah.
And he would be believed.
The answer is Mikama Girashti. Yes, but in this case, he's not actually saying that I divorced. Sorry, I misunderstood before. When we said Baal Omer Gerushin, we're not talking about that he says, I gave it to him as a Shliach Kabbalah. If it was Shliach Kabbalah, which is what we've been talking about all along, then yeah, as soon as he received it, then that's that. Here we're talking a different thing. The husband says, I gave it to him as a Shliach Halacha. The shliach says I received it for the sake of Gerushin as a shliach halacha, and she says he gave it to me, and she says he gave it to me
as a shliach halacha,
but it's law. So now, since the shliach halacha, not a shliach kabbalah, the husband is not saying in the first place that I actually gave it, that I actually divorced her with it. The divorce hasn't yet taken effect until she received it. Therefore, just because he says he gave it for Gerushin, very nice, that doesn't mean it actually took effect.
So it's assumed to be halacha.
We're talking about it's a case of halacha, yeah.
Because he didn't say Gerushin.
No, if he says the Gerushin, but the Gerushin means I gave it for the purpose of Gerushin, but not to a Shliach Kabbalah. A Shliach Kabbalah. If it was a Shliach Kabbalah, it wouldn't be an issue. Once he received it, and there were Edim that he received it, that's that.
If he had said, Ami Gerushin would mean a Shliach Kabbalah.
The husband doesn't have the ability to make a Shliach Kabbalah. The wife has the ability to make a Shliach Kabbalah. The husband says, I gave it to the Shliach L'Gerushin. But Rashi teaches out, what does L'Gerushin mean? I gave it to a Shlish, to give it to her, meaning that he's only a Shliach Halach.
Well, that's going to be
a Shliach Kabbalah, he could have been. If he was a Shliach Kabbalah, that's the point. He has to be a Shliach Halach. Right. So, and therefore, that's.
So what are we talking about?
So that's what we're talking about then, therefore. So even though the husband and the shliach are both saying that it was the whole thing seems to have been accomplished, the husband says, I gave it to the shliach halacha. The shliach is saying, I received it, l'shem gerushin, but he doesn't actually say that I gave it to her. She says, I received it, but now it's lost. So we don't have any proof that it actually came to her, and therefore we said you need two aidim that it came to her, and if not, unless either she has to have the get in her hands, or we have to have two aidim that it came to her.
Why do we have to say that the shalish was the gerushin when we know that the husband cannot do anything else than shliach halacha? It has to be the gerushin.
Because it could have been lepikadim. It could
have
been lepikadim, yeah. Okay, why don't we say a different thing? When we say that the husband gave it to the shliach in order to bring it to her, that itself should be enough to tell us that he actually gave it to her. Why do we only have to have her word that she gave it to him? He himself is not saying that, fine, but why don't we just use that chazaka to say that he actually accomplished it? So just like we find that Rabbi Yitzchok says, if a man says to his shliach, go and just give the Kaddish me a woman without specifying which one. Umes, and then he dies. Umes shlucha, and then the shliach dies. Also, b'chol nashim shavolam. That person who said the mishalayach is also to marry any woman in the world. Chazaka shliach ha'isa shlichus. Because we have a chazaka that the shliach accomplished its shlichus. So now, any woman in the world could be the mother or the sister or the daughter of this unknown woman who he was Mekaddish. There's a very famous verse that many people say about on the Haggadah, Lavan Bikish Lakas Akar. I think we talked about it once before, that in what way did Lavan try to uproot the whole Jewish people when he tried to poison Eliezer? Had he done that, Eliezer would have already been Mekadosh Rivka, and since Chazaka Shliach HaYitzchak Shlichusay, Yitzchak would have been offered to marry anybody. You could find a woman who doesn't have any sister, who doesn't have any living relatives, and then this person would be able to marry. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Rivka Dafka, it could have been someone else.
It could have been anybody from Avraham's family. So there are actually Achronim who say on that. That's not really completely valid. The fact is Avraham told Eliezer to betroth somebody from his own family. So Yitzchak could have married from some other family. Okay, but still it would have frustrated Avraham's plans. Avraham wanted that Dafka Yitzchak should marry from within his own family, and that wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have been able to happen, but yeah. They Achronim, by the way, asked an interesting question. What about, shouldn't we say the other way around? Why is any woman in the world able to get married? Not a Gdola, okay, because she'll know whether she was Mekabel Kedushin. What about Tana, whose father could Mekadesh her without her dad? The one answer they say is, in fact, theoretically that's true. Nevertheless, we're not going to cancel all the women in the world or the ones who were Tanos at any time to say that. However, in this case, the guy was careless in the first place. What are you sending a shliach to just name a kaddish you any woman without specifying who? You deserve a knas for that. If your shliach died on the way, you deserve to be stuck. Yeah. Anyway, chazaka shliach is a shlichosa. The answer is hani milu l'chumra. You can say that chazaka l'chumra, like in Rav Yitzchok's case. Aval l'kula lo. You can't say it l'kula to say that she received the get when the shliach didn't say so. Now, Tosfos points out there are actually cases when we say chazaka oisah shliach shlichusay, chazaka shliach oisah shlichusay, even in cases of istu, not in cases of a get, but even in cases of an istu. For example, when you send, Tosfos brings that, for example, when you send, Tosfos brings a case in Eruvin, where you send a shliach to do something, I think it's the case over there with Tetruma or something, then Chazaka Shliach Oisah Shlichusay. The difference is, Tosfos says, because the situation there is the Shliach knows if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, Tetruma or whatever it is, the one who sent him is going to be over on an Avera. As opposed to over here, the husband's not going to be over on any Avera, it's the wife that's going to be the one in trouble. Therefore, the Shliach may not fully fulfill his Shliach. Doesn't matter that, no. But the point is, if we were able to use the Chazaka Lekula, then we that could even override Ein Davar Sheva'ever Pach Mishnayim. But we can't, so yeah. Okay, the Lahem Nilidomid Rav Hamnuna. Fine, why can't we say we can trust her based on what Rav Hamnuna says? Dama Rav Hamnuna, Isha Sha'amu Labaila Gerashtani, a woman who says to her husband, you divorced me, Nem Menes, we believe her, Chazaka, Eino Isha Me'izim Panev Fnei Baila, because the Chazaka that a woman is not going to be chutzpadik like that to claim to her husband, you divorced me, when he really didn't. So why can't we take her at her word that she actually received that debt? The answer is, Hanimi Lahecha Deleka Dekamasayala. That only works when there's nothing. When there's nothing supporting her claim, if she just comes out of the blue, this is with Nebai that we're talking about. Yeah,
that's
when we were all talking about it all this time when we're in the same city. Aval Hecha, the Messiah law, but where you have something that supports her claim, like in this case, you have the husband after all says, I gave it to him, L'shem Gerushin. The Shliach is just not explicitly saying that I gave it to her, L'shem Gerushin. Then he just says, I received it. Then me'izo, then she could indeed be mazed upon him. You can't use that chazaka, and therefore you can't take her at her word either.
She would like
to. Because at least she has what to be soimachan. She could say, you yourself are saying that you sent a get to me. So therefore I'm gonna claim that I received it even if maybe I really didn't.
What's the intention?
The intention is that she'll be free of this guy. Mishnah says Naira Hamayrafta, if you have Naira, so she's within the first 6 months after puberty, Hamayrafta, who's only Ma'uras, she's not yet fully married, Kiva Avia Makabla Nafgita, either she or her father are able to receive her get. She's a Gdola in that sense, because once she becomes a Naira, she's a Gdola, therefore she can receive it on her own. Her father still has certain rights, as we learned in Ksubas, until she becomes a Mesua or until she becomes a Begeras, he has certain rights over her, therefore he has the right to receive her get. Rashi, by the way, says that this would only apply to a Naira. If she was a Ketana, she can't receive her get. Because as long as her father is alive, she doesn't have a Yad to receive a get because she's a Ketana. Tosfos argues on that and says that actually, no, even as a Ketana, she does have a Yad. She does have the ability to receive her get on her own. The Chiddush, the reason why the Mishnah is mentioning Naira HaMayrasa, is because of what Rabbi Huda is going to say now. That according to Tosfos, she could. Yeah. You can't have two people's yad who are able to be zoche in the same thing. It's either her or her father. You can't have a situation where it's both. Ella of via makabel is gitabovad. No, in that case, when she's a naira mayrasa, only her father can be receiving her get.
So meaning that if her father wasn't doing it, then she could receive it.
Not if her father wasn't doing it. Rashi says if she's a yisoma. Then, if she's the Yisoma, then she's able. Then she'd be able to receive her gift. No, sorry about that. No, if she's a Ketana, no, if she's a Ketana, if she's a Naira and a Yisoma, then she receives it by herself. If she's a Ketana, according to Tosfos, nothing doing. You can't divorce her until she's a naira. Yeah. According to Tosfos, even as a kana, she could receive her own get. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if her father's not around anymore, then yes, she can also
receive.
That's what Tosfos is saying. That the chiddush of naira is that even Rabbi Yehuda, even as a naira, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if her father is still alive, he's the only one who can receive it on her behalf.
As
a kana, Tosfos says that, yes.
How can she receive a get as a kana when she has no daf?
She has a certain amount of daf.
But not enough to receive a get.
You don't need das to. You need das lishma as gita, as we're learning in the Gemara, enough to be able to guard the get and prevent it from getting lost. You don't need a woman doesn't need das to receive a get. We've said all along in the Masechta, a woman can be divorced against her will. Until chayim debein
a
get
shem.
Fine.
To have a will.
Okay.
You cannot have a will without das.
Doesn't matter. Tosfos.
All the yanim of ksuva. How can you get a
get? How could you get married without das?
No.
Her father married her.
That yeah, and if not, and no. But in the case where she's married, did Rabbanon know?
Her father didn't divorce her. That's the case we're talking about. So he married her with Adar. That's fine. But she's divorcing as a ketana with Adar. And does it
say
it's okay?
Yeah, actually, Tosfos brings it. Actually, Rashi himself says the same thing in Kedushin. Yeah.
Where did they get it from?
Because it doesn't matter as long as she has as long as she's able to lishma with gitta, then that's good enough. Let's learn the Gemara. Instead of arguing about it, let's finish the Mishnah and learn the Gemara. The Mishnah finishes off. Any girl who cannot watch her get and prevent it from getting lost, any yichol lishgarish cannot be divorced.
No.
See right there. No, but if she's old enough to be lishmer
she's a
ketana,
she cannot keep her get.
Right. Yes, she can. We'll learn in the Gemara. We learned last week. Oinas haportus. No. Okay, so the Gemara says, "B'maykum." What is the machloekas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbanan Sabri Yodi Yaseir to Zochila Rachmana. Rabbanan hold that when she's a Naira, or according to Tosfos a Ketana, the Torah is Mizaka to her an extra yad, meaning in other words that she has there's her own yad and then there's her father's yad. Rabbi Yehuda Sabam, welcome. Obia Yadila Lakfumu. When her father is around and has any rights over her as a Tana or a Naira, then her Yad doesn't count for anything. Maybe as a Naira, yes, she has a Yad of her own. She's for a Gdola. But nevertheless, her father takes precedence. Okay. The Mishnah said, B'chol She'eni Yechola Lishmer Zgita, that any case where the girl can't watch or get, Tana Rabbanan, Tana Hayadas Lishmer Zgita Miskareshes, a Tana who's able to watch or get is able to be divorced, new.
But
according to Rashi, it would still mean she has to be divorced through her father. According to Tosfos, it would mean she can be divorced on her own. Yeah.
But it seems to go against the Mishnah.
No, because if Tana Yadas Lishmer Miskita, that's what the Mishnah said. V'she'eni Yadas Lishmer Miskita, ena Miskareshes. If she does not know how to watch or get, she cannot be divorced. The Ezehik Tana Yadas Lishmer Miskita, what is considered a Tana who is able to watch or get? Kol Shema Shameres Gita V'dava Acher. If she watches her get and something else. My comma, what do you mean and something else? Suppose you give this girl a get. If she loses this katana, if she loses that get, she will take something else, maybe that doesn't even resemble the get at all, and hold on to it, thinking that it's her get. So in other words, it comes out, she understands the concept there's supposed to be a get. I'm supposed to have something in my possession that is a get. However,
that should be enough.
And that's old enough then to be able to be divorced. However, no, in that case, if she can't tell the difference between a get and anything else, that's considered a shoita. Okay, at this point she's not because she's a shoita,
no.
She's a tana, but still the same difference. The point is, we learned in Yevamos, a shoita is not able to be divorced because it has to be a woman can only be divorced if she understands enough that once she receives a get, she's out of this house, she's not returning to it. If she doesn't understand that, you're not able to divorce her, as we learned in Yevamos. If she's not old enough to know the difference between a get and something else, then she's not of that age yet. It means if she's able to distinguish her get from something else. So in other words, when we say mishameres gita v'dava acher, means she's able to watch over her get and distinguish it from a dava acher, from some other document or something else. That's when she's old enough to be divorced. Okay. More on this topic. As far as this question of if she's not able to be shomeres gita, Rashi learns that it means if she's below that age, she can't even be divorced through her father receiving the get. Because after all said and done, the get is supposed to be the shalchavein chazer. According to Tosfos, According to Tosfos, that no, even if any adopts Lishmer's Gita, she can still be divorced if she's a Ktana or a Naira through her father. Yeah. And Tosfos says that actually Rabbi Natan one time passed in Halacha L'Maisa like that, in a case of a Ktana or a Shota or whatever it was, whose father was still around.
Not six months before.
No, we learned last week when we talked about Onas HaPa'utas, we're going to talk about it now in the Gemara also, but we said below six we never consider that they have any ability to know these things. But 10, we generally consider they do. Between 6 and 10, you got to check them out and see how sharp they are.
Plus 10, she's not a Ktana.
No, she is. She's a Ktana until 12 or when she hits puberty, as the case may be. Yeah, but yeah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Serve Zorkei Eges V'Noitloi. If a kid is young enough that is old enough rather that when you give him a pebble he'll throw it away, but if you give him a nut he'll keep it. So showing, in other words, that now he knows the difference between them. He's old enough, therefore Zorkei La'asme Vein Zorkei La'achein. He's old enough now to be Zorkei in something for himself. So if someone gives another gadol something to be zoicha for it, for this katan, boy or girl, it doesn't matter. Somebody can be mizaka through another adult to this child. The ein zoicha la'acherim, but that child cannot be zoicha on behalf of somebody else. Chayfet to machzir la'achasha, when the child is older and you give him something. And when you ask him for it back, he gives it back. Then zoicha ben la'asme ben la'acherim. Then he's old enough to be zoicha in something on his own or through others. Rashi learns zoicha af la'acherim would be midrabanan. Tosfos has a bit of a discussion. Maybe it's even midaraita.
It's four others.
Four others, yeah. Yeah, that he can be, meaning that he can be, you can give him something and say, be zoicha in this on behalf of somebody else. Like when you give the Eruv Chasedus
to.
Yeah. Yeah. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda says, when I told this dinner over to Shmuel, amali dover da achati, he says, this and this, these two tekanos are the same thing. My dover da achati, what do you mean they're the same thing? Do you mean that in both cases he can be zoicha or he can't be zoicha? Amar of Chiste, it means echad zeva echad zeva, zoicha la'asme ve'en zoicha la'achem. In both of these cases, the child is old enough to be zoicha for himself, you can be mezake him something through somebody else, but he's not old enough that you can be mizaka through him to somebody else, even if he's old enough that he'll return something when you give it to him. Master Rav Chinen about Vadon. Rav Chinen of Vadon asked the Stira from a case. We learned in Erevin. Case in Mishtatrin Ramavah. How do you make a shitter from a voyas that all the people from the Chotzeres around the Mavah you should be able to carry in the Mavah? Maniach at the Chavis. You put down, for example, a barrel of wine. Rashi points out, usually they would tend to make a shitter with something large, like a barrel of wine. Could, in theory, be any food, but that was a common thing to use.
They used to put it in the Mavah?
No, you put it in one of the Chotzeres, actually. But Omer, and you say, Harezu l'chol b'nei Mavah. I am making that this wine should be on behalf of all the people who live around this Mavah. You can be mezakeh to them through your older sons or daughters. There's a machlokes rishonim, by the way. When we say with your older son and daughter, does it mean that there's a gemara in Bava Metzia that talks about this as well, that says that old and young in this connection may mean whether not just whether over or under bar bas mitzvah, but are they still eating at your table? Are they still dependent on you for their food? Samoch hashulchanah, it's called. So. Now, the Rambam learns that in the case of Eruv Chaseros, of Shetuk Mubavis, no. We go according to the usual definition of Gadol and Katan, whether they're over or under Bar Mitzvah. The Rosh holds differently. The Rosh holds that the same definition by Mitzvah applies by Shetuk Mubavis as well. L'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch, it says you can be Mizaket to them through your older children, according to the Rambam Shetuk, even if they're still Samoch HaShulchanah. Anyway, and you can be Mizaket to them through your Eved, Ivri, or Shifcha Ivri. Now you got to consider in the case of the shifcha, hay shifcha hechidami. Ida afya shtei tzairus. If she already has shtei tzairus and therefore she's a gdola, my boya gabe, she can't be a shifcha anymore. She's supposed to go free as soon as she develops shtei tzairus. Ella labdolei afya shtei tzairus. Obviously she's still a ktana. She doesn't yet have shtei tzairus. Vikatoni zoicha la'achirim. And yet we say that she can be zoicha in the shittuf on behalf of everybody else in the mavri. So it's theory. She can be zoicha through a cotton. The answer is shiny. She took from Bavoris, did Rabbanan. It's different. She took from Bavoris. The whole thing is only did Rabbanan, so therefore that works. Okay. Amar Rav Chista ishtik Vardan. So Rav Chista says, Vardan, Rav Chinen of Vardan, is quiet. He couldn't answer. What do you mean? May have a little mema. What could he have answered? He could have answered, called the tokun rabbanon, came daraisa tokun. Whenever the rabbanon make a takana, they always make it similar to something daraisa. If they made a takana that you need to be mezaka, the shutter from voice, through somebody, and the daraisa, you can only do that through a gadol, then they would have said, even a takana de rabbanon, a shutter from voice, also it can only be done through a gadol. The idach, and what did Rav Chinen of Ardaan himself think that he didn't say that? He would say ki amrinen called the tokun rabbanon came daraisa tokun. The milsa the isla ika min atorda. He would say that only applies to something where the basic concept exists daraisa. And then you could talk about rabbanon daraisa when you can be mizochin. Have a milsa the lesla ika min atorda loy, but not by shetufa mivayis where bchalal the whole takana is completely rabbanon. That you wouldn't say that necessarily. That's when we would say that they make a takana ke'en daraisa, that they would want to make it that it should be similar to a daraisa, and only if somebody can be zoche daraisa could they be zoche in it. Shetufa mivayis, the whole concept only exists rabbanon, therefore we can be more maple on it.